This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking outside, kind of a gloomy Thursday, but it lights up tonight. Little Caesars Arena, Game 6, Pistons, stave season continues. We can nerd out on the basketball, but I'm more curious just your buy-in level and your mood. Are you nervous? Are you anxious? Are you pumped? Is it, hey, house money even? I mean, John, if they lose tonight, the season's still going to be viewed as a wild success. Do you just go and go, hey, I'm just rooting for another competitive game where the Pistons can put the Knicks on the brink? What's your mood?
I don't think you're just rooting for that. I think
you want to win. That's my point. You put them on the brink in Game 7.
Yes, you want to force a Game 7. You want to stave off elimination. And I think you're going into it not just happy to be there. I think you're going into it with the expectation of winning this game, winning a home playoff game. And that can create a little bit of anxiety, a little anxious.
You expect to win tonight.
Expect to win, yes. I expect to win every time I go into a game. And
when are you suiting up?
Yes, well, I will. They will not, because it's playoff basketball, they won't get that far down the roster.
Okay.
But I expect our teams, just like I did when the Lions were playing Washington, expected them to win. Expect the Pistons to win tonight. And part of the expectation is they will have an advantage playing at home. They haven't capitalized on that advantage yet. And I expect that Cade Cunningham and the rest of the team, JB included, with how they played the fourth quarter, how he used the roster, how he used Desar Thompson, that they will learn, that they will improve. And I think there's more room for improvement for the Pistons than there is for the Knicks. The Knicks are who they are. The Pistons, we can actually see throughout the course of the year, throughout the playoffs, getting better, doing things that they didn't do the day before. And that's what you have with a young team. It's what you have with young kids. And it feels like this is a correlation between a young kid and a young team that day to day, game to game, week to week, you actually see them getting better. Now they've got to capitalize on that. We thought they would be able to do that from game one to game two, where Cade was able to, you know, be the guy in the fourth quarter. We didn't see it then for a couple of games. And okay, unfortunate that they lost that game because of the, you know, part of it was because of the official. Just imagine how it would feel so much different now if they were up 3-2 versus 2-3. That's how close this is. And that's how close this series has been. But now it's Cade going and putting back-to-back games together, back-to-back fourth quarters together.
Well, because we haven't seen it, I don't expect it. I certainly think it's possible. Every game's been so close.
One possession.
This has been a great series. Like, I think people around the country who've spent time watching this series have been entertained. They've been thrilled. Close games, nail biters, tough, physical, not perfectly officiated, we're well aware, but a really good series back and forth. I can't tell you that they're definitely winning tonight. But John, look what they've done in this series. You talk about growing up. Mm-hmm. It's a growth spurt.
Yeah.
Like, this is a growth spurt. You talk about like kids and young and like, I just saw this kid last year and he was...
Yeah, so little Jack. Now all of a sudden, we're like, holy cow, what happened?
248-539-9797. I do think if they win tonight, they will win the series. But I can't say with certainty they're going to win tonight. They haven't won yet at home. They haven't strung together back-to-back performances. I do want to see how the Knicks counterpunch in the closing minutes with Asar on the floor, because you do not have to respect him as a shooter. They have to have a better game plan. Tibbs is a better coach than that. They got to have a better game plan that punishes the Pistons for having two non-shooters on the floor. I'm still doing it if I'm JB, because the defense outweighs the offense, the pros outweigh the cons. But having not seen them win two in a row, I expect to win tonight. I expect to be thrilled tonight. I expect to have a great environment tonight. I expect them to be in it tonight.
Well, expecting to win and guaranteeing a win is two completely different things.
Kind of a fine line there.
No, It's completely different. And but that's the mindset that you have to have. I guarantee it's the mindset that these guys have going in. We expect to win. And when we expect when you get to the fourth quarter that Cade is going to manage the game the way that he did in game five. That he is going to find a way to be a guy that whether you need 13 points in the fourth quarter or you need six assists in the fourth quarter or it's a big rebound, it's a big moment, it's something that we expect Cade to do. And as this team continues to grow up, we thought that the first sign of growing up would be to be able to win at home. They haven't done that, but that's the next step for this team. They figured out how to win on the road. They figured out how to get a couple of playoff wins. So, okay, check that box. Now it's can you even a series 3-3? Can you put all of the pressure, which I do believe most of the pressure is on the Knicks tonight, which is why it's hard to close out a series.
Well, I think if you win tonight, you win the series because then you go back home.
Oh, you expect to win the series?
If they win tonight.
So are you guaranteeing they win the series then if they win tonight? Because that's the same semantics that you were just trying to pull on me.
John, if they get it to New York, that place is going to be a pit of anxiety. The Pistons have already won there twice in this series. The Knicks have already blown one chance to close things out at home, and they've blown five straight going back years chances to close out series at home. The Pistons have to do something they haven't done yet, though. They have to win a home game. They have to win back-to-back games. They have to string together performances where we don't put the officials in a position to decide the game at the very end. Can't have those fourth quarter turnovers. Can't have lousy shooting nights. Can't have Cade miss a big shot. They have to do those things repeatedly to win a seven game series. And if they do it tonight, yeah, all the pressure's on the Knicks. They
win tonight,
and I expect them to win the series. Give you what you want. 248-539-9797. The basketball talking point here. Can someone remind JB you don't need to challenge every foul or 50-50 ball in the first half?
Yes, I agree with that. But a lot of that argument is, well, if they had a challenge left, they could have challenged at the end of the game. That's not the case because there was no foul called. You can't challenge a no call.
Right. You only get the one, though. So right. If it's a play where
it's in your pocket,
inbounds, out of bounds in a 10-8 game like he did in game four,
just
don't.
I understand. And this goes to what he told us, the value of every possession. He valued that possession so much that he wanted the ball.
But I would use it on a play that results in points or not points. At a critical juncture, at the end of a run or the start of a run. Or, hey, if it's a guy's fifth foul late in a game.
Agree,
or
but I think it's foul. just a little look into his mindset of what he has preached his players, and we saw it come through in his coaching as well.
And he has their back. I think that's part of it, too, is he wants to set that tone early, but you only have the one. You can't blow it that early. With it. Ticketexter says they dropped $4,000 on courtside seats tonight. They're pumped. Let's go, Pistons.
Wow.
That's a buy-in right there.
Literally. $4,000 on courtside seats. So, I wonder if they're going to be sitting next to Spike.
Who are they going to be sitting next to? Because if you look at some of these games, I mean, what Campbell and Goff and J-Mo were at the last one, AJ and Scoobal at
AJ
the first one.
AJ not available tonight, but...
Yeah, there are other plans. Who's going to be there tonight? This guy and a bunch of you guys.
Yeah, with your earplugs. Because it's going to be loud, right? I mean, when did you have your earplugs the last time?
John, I don't bring earplugs to Pistons games.
Well, it's going to be loud.
Events.
You asked if I was going to have earplugs last night.
And you didn't.
At the AC/DC. No, I'm not. Because
you're a crazy person.
No,
you're going to go to a rock show and blow out your ear. No, John.
I'm going to go ahead and enjoy the moment, not wear the earplugs, especially on a tether around my neck.
You can call me the P word or whatever else you want, but actually don't because I don't want to have to dump it. I want to be able to hear into my 60s and 70s. I go to concerts and have gone to concerts, and I'll wear the little earbuds. You can still hear the songs just fine. You should do it. Ask people who have had hearing loss.
Trust me.
Actually, you won't have to ask. You'll be one of them.
My hearing loss, if it happens, is not going to be because of an AC/DC concert. It's just not.
248-539-9797.
Are you a sissy if you wear earplugs?
Or are you a really smart person?
Why buy the tickets?
Because you can go to the show and you still get the vibe. You still get the energy.
Nah, you're old. You're old in a 30-year-old's body. You've aged way beyond your years.
Look, we could turn this into an earplugs debate as well. Jeff in Windsor, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. I expect the Pistons to win tonight. I got my snacks and my drinks already lined up of what I'm going to have tonight. I have a bag of Cool Ranch Doritos and some Ryan Cokes. And enjoy the game, man. I think tonight someone's going to have to, like, last game it was Thompson that stepped up. There's going to be somebody that needs to step up tonight to get over the 20-point mark, aside from Cade. And just one point I want to make, too. I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but I've never seen somebody defend someone so effortlessly the way Thompson defends Brunson. Like, his back is vertical. It is just – it's incredible to watch him play defense.
It is a lot of fun, especially in a league where you don't see a lot of defense. And you see somebody do it as effortlessly as he does it and as smooth as he does. I agree with you. It's fun to watch.
There's a possibility the Pistons unlocked something in this last game. There's a possibility that what they did with Cade, 13 fourth quarter points, Thompson erasing Jalen Brunson, and who knows, you know, is Brunson still dealing with something? People questioned, is he injured? Is he running out of gas? Whatever it is. They may have unlocked something at the end of game five.
I think it's more likely that he's running out of gas versus, because we've seen him limping around every game, and I don't doubt that he's hurt, but it could just be the wear and tear of the season, the wear and tear of this series that it's playing on him, and whether it's Karl Anthony Towns and maybe having not the same legs in the fourth quarter as he would have in the fourth quarter in game one or in game three. Now all of a sudden, hey, it's game six and you've got to get a big bucket. You've worn him down. That's why I think having Asar Thompson in the fourth quarter on Jalen Brunson, making him work just to get the ball,
yes,
making him work to get to where he wants that shot. Now all of a sudden, he's just a little bit more tired. And as the clock ticks away, he's not going to get more energy. He's not going to get revitalized. You got to wear him out.
Brunson only had three points in that fourth quarter. That's part of the recipe. Mm-hmm. Now, he is also one of the great fourth quarter scorers in this playoff. And they have Karl Anthony Towns, who the Pistons have had a hard time corralling. And they've tried Duren. They've tried Harris. They can't try Stewart unless he gets the healthy green light. Those two are still a 1-2 punch at the end of the game. Those two were big in games 3 and 4 in Detroit. No, I can't say I expect to win tonight. If they shut them down again, I expect to win the series. Win tonight, win the series.
If they score more, the Pistons score more than the Knicks, I expect them to win.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying they're winning Game 7 in New York. You just got to get there. You're not willing to say that.
No, I'm not. Game 7s are a completely different animal.
Ticket text, phone calls, it's 97.1.